The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty, turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi guys.
Can you say a few words? Can you just like let the people hear what you sound like right now?
Sure.
In addition to being on a phone line from New York, Tara also sounds like this.
Right. So I'm sorry about all of it. I lost my voice. I don't remember the last time I lost my voice, Johnny, but it's completely gone for 3 days.
I mean, it's relatively sexy, I could say. I mean, it's definitely relatively a new look for you. But I'm worried about, okay, everyone, it's Tuesday and we're recording, and tonight Tara has to present at the Sports Emmys.
Right.
In New York City, which is why she's there.
Which is,
and she sounds like this.
It's like giving me anxiety because it's like, oh, it's okay. You lost your voice. Not a big deal. It's going to get better. That's what I've been saying to myself for the last 2 days. And now, a couple hours out, I don't know how much better it's going to get. This is it. This is how I'm going to sound on stage tonight. It's scary.
I mean, you sound like my grandpa, and he used to like to smoke a pipe.
So definitely not sexy.
It's almost sexy. What are you going to wear? That'll help things.
Yeah, that will help things. I'm going to wear, I don't know, I brought two dresses, either like a black dress or a pink dress. I don't know.
I feel like black would go with this voice.
FaceTime you, and you can help me figure out what I should do. Black with my throat.
Yeah, I think to accessorize your current throat situation, you should definitely wear the black.
You know.
Hi, my name's Cindy. You sound like you work in a cocktail bar.
Great.
Which I kind of feature.
Full of confidence before I go out there tonight.
Well, Mommy loves you, and I always support you. And, you know, it's kind of Todd Capp's night anyway. He's always winning those Emmys.
Yeah, I hope he wins some more tonight. But Todd keeps teasing me and telling me it's because I was drinking in Cabo. And he's so serious about it. And he's like, because I don't drink that much. So he's like, you just don't know. Like, this happens. Like, you drink too much and then you, like, lose your, like, for a day or for a couple hours. Not for 3 days. So
yeah,
we're in,
I mean,
like, a battle of every time he says it, I get so upset.
Well, here's the thing. Todd Capp's a man, and he doesn't really know that much. So don't listen to him. Listen to Mommy.
So anyway, I just came back from Cabo.
Yeah, so I watched the full reportage on Instagram, and, you know, I had the mofo, and I was, you know, missing out the fear of, and FOMO. Fear of missing out. There it is.
Forget about that.
Well, I don't know all these little, it took me forever to know what LOL was really standing for. But I was watching and it just looks so glorious. I mean, big thank you goes out to Home Away for that beautiful house you stayed in.
Oh my goodness, Johnny, it was incredible. I feel so passionate about it. I'm putting up the house because people have been asking me, and it's like, so we rented this Home Away house, which by the way was just outrageous. And I don't even know where we were exactly. Obviously in Cabo, but not like in near the town. And it was this, we weren't really sure when we picked out the house because there was like two or three we wanted to pick from.
Right.
And this one, like it literally couldn't have been a better house. Like the view that you got this like this hill to your left and to your right. So you kind of sat in the middle on this like little part, like it was almost like a little inlet. And the view was just insane. Like I have been so many places and I've never stayed somewhere with that kind of view. So it was awesome to have all of our friends together. We had 15 of us. It was a huge house. We had this crazy huge kitchen, and Santos was the guy that our chef and the guy that kept us happy every single day because he had the cutest smile and he just made us margaritas all day long. He made us meals from morning till night. And we were like, at first you like hire them for their services. So it was like $100 a person, right, for the entire weekend. We're like, oh, that's like awesome. But then like once you start drinking and eating and all this stuff, and he was making us steaks and lobster and all of this stuff. And we were like, oh boy, this bill is going to be insane. It was only like $185 for the entire weekend per person.
Wow.
And I'm not kidding you. And he, like, the house recommends him. So we, like, just went with that and thought, okay, we'll see. We got homemade, like, lobster steak. Like he would make tacos all day long. We had margaritas with, like mango margaritas, regular margaritas. It was, like, homemade ice cream. It was insane. So we woke up the next day. We're like, where is Santos? Why are we standing in line to get a crappy muffin?
Annie Ann's Pretzels, which I love. But you know what? Once you go from private chef to Annie Ann's Pretzel, it's kind of a bad deal.
The house is incredible. The pool had this, like, infinity pool and a little slide.
What'd you guys do? Because it felt from watching on social media that you never really left the property.
We did not want to leave the house. It was, like, the perfect situation because you know, we wanted to do a joint party, which we were really excited about. But then once you start to try to figure out, like, logistically how to handle 15 people somewhere, it's not just 5 people, you're like, what do we do? And then, like, the options to, you know, fly somewhere and get a hotel for that many nights and go out for that many nights with that many people is just limited.
So expensive and outrageous. Yeah.
Right. It's expensive. But doing it this way was even better. Like, it was like that everyone was like, oh my God, this is the cheapest party, you know, I've ever been to, because you rent the house. And then, you know, when you get someone like Santos and for that price, it was just so easy. So we would wake up in the morning. The house was sort of spread out, which was awesome. So we just had everyone in this house. We'd wake up. There was this cute little, like, hut with a big dining table that miraculously fit all of us. And we'd have breakfast, and Santos would cook us French toast and eggs and just everything you could think of. And then we just hit the pool up. The pool area was, like, incredible. And we just play in the pool all day long, and we drink. And then we would come back, and, like, around 5 or 6, I mean, we did that all day long, and it felt like time was flying. You know, the Sonos system, like, had the music everywhere, so everyone was on their phones creating playlists, and we just hung out all day. There was, like, a pool table room, and the boys would watch some basketball game that was on.
Stupidly, instead of looking at the beautiful view.
View, exactly. The girls never left that area. And we had a lot of fun things. Like, the girls brought a ton of, like, we had matching shirts, and we had...
The sombrero headbands were a major hit.
Kelly, with me and my mommy.
Tiny sombreros.
We had towels. We had these sippy cups with our name on it, which was amazing. And then we would hang out at night and have dinner. I mean, we ate a lot. And we'd walk on the beach.
Well, that's the best thing. You should do that on vacation.
Right. And then we did massages on the beach one day, which were incredible. And then one night we went out, and oh, my God, it was so funny. So both nights we stayed in the Thursday and Friday, we stayed at the house. And at night, we would just, like, sit at the table and talk all night long and drink, and then, interludes of dance party. And we did some, like, choreographed dance. We were getting really... intense with our dance moves. Then we decided, okay, Saturday night we're going to go out. So Kelly arranged this place, and it was this rooftop bar, which at another hotel close by, and it was, like, it looked amazing in pictures, and we went up there, and it was like a windstorm, like Category 5, like stepping into, like, the worst hurricane of your life. There was not a soul up there. There was, like, a band. She was, like, closing down. And we were like, what happened? They're like, oh, the wind. Yeah, we canceled everything. So we were just, like, standing in, like, a tunnel of wind. And we went downstairs. And we're like, okay, what do we do? And Kelly's like, I'm on it. Like, and Kelly was amazing. She somehow, like, figured out how to, like, arrange all this. We went to some really fun dance club. And we danced the entire night, and then that was it. And then Sunday we stayed in and did nothing, and then we left Monday. It went by so quickly. I'm in withdrawal, you know, like that deep depression after you, like, leave somewhere.
Oh yeah,
terrible.
But I mean, was it everything that you'd hoped it would be? I mean, it certainly looked like it.
Yeah, I mean, the house. Seriously, I have to thank HomeAway over and over again, because that house made the party. So. Yeah, we were so happy. So it was a good time. And now I've lost my voice.
Well, you were having issues with your voice before you left a bit, weren't you?
I was having a weird sore throat issue, and I took antibiotics, and I forgot to finish them correctly. So I don't know if this is payback for that. I know that's such a horrible thing to do. but I forgot, and that just happened. So,
I mean, to you and to everyone out there, trick of the trade, since we are professional commentatrices and all, mainlining olive oil when your voice is as, you know, knocked up as Tara's. Banged up as Tara's, knocked up. Pregnant voice. when your voice is as jacked up as Tara's voice is right now, if you kind of suckle on a bottle of olive oil, it sort of soothes the glands and relaxes you a bit. It tastes disgusting, of course, unless you really like olive oil, which is weird. And I hope you don't listen to us if you just drink olive oil.
Is honey better or no?
No, because honey is so sticky and it'll stick and it'll coat your throat. But olive oil, it kind of, think of it as like, I don't know, a well-oiled car.
Right.
So it just keeps everything smooth and yeah. I mean, you'll be fine. You'll be fine tonight. I believe in you. Do you need me to call a doctor and maybe have him, you know, give you a shot in the butt of something just to prep you up a little bit?
I mean, at this point, I'm just afraid after the podcast, after talking for an hour, it's just going to be gone.
Well, just rest. Don't talk to anyone. Just
right.
If Todd tries to talk to you, just knock once on the table for yes and twice for no.
Exactly.
That's all you need to do. I know it's his night, but really now it's yours because you are a sad little sick girl. So, continuing on with syndromes, I had a fun one last week. I cracked my tooth.
Ow.
So apparently I'm a sleep grinder, which I've never been, and I kind of clench my teeth while I'm sleeping, which I never really realize I do because I don't wake up with migraines or headaches or anything like most people do that grind their teeth. Apparently I'm just very strong, and I have one crown in my mouth, and last year I had to go and do it, and it was awful, and the whole root canal thing, and I hate dentists and the teeth, even though my dentist is awesome, but yeah, it took a year, and I cracked it in half. I woke up, and it was like there was a big chunk of it, like in the cheek of
in
my cheek. Yeah, so that was a whole thing last week while you were shaking it out.
So what
Mexico.
Did they do to fix it?
I had to get it sort of sanded down.
It could
to a point
it
where I, well, you know, I'm trying to get ready for this whole Invisalign project. Where
oh, you're gonna do that.
Yeah, I'm going to do it just to straighten out my bottom teeth a little bit. I'm getting, you know, vainer as the years go on in my life. And, you know, I'd like to straighten my bottom teeth out because I suffered through those metal braces when I was a young person. Do you have braces?
No,
have we talked
I
about
didn't.
Those?
I have yeah. one tooth at the bottom that in the middle that's a little crooked. But other than that, I had good teeth. But sometimes I always think, like, I should just fix it for that one tooth.
Yeah, I mean that. I think you're beautiful as you are, but
aww.
You know, I get that shark Jabberjaw. I kind of look like that sometimes when the angle and the camera's bad. So I'm basically just going to completely metamorphose myself for our public and our listeners, just so that I'm very pleasing at the utmost. But I'm doing that, so I'm really trying to get my mouth in order and get everything, you know, squared away. I'm getting all bleachy and trying to do everything for my teeth the right way, and then this happened, and it was just annoying. But they had to sand it down, which is fun. Guys, apologies that we don't have so many great topics to talk about this week.
tooth and Cabo.
Just
I really
a tooth
am
and
like,
Cabo.
Going back to Cabo, though, because that's all that's on my mind, because I'm, like a 12-year-old and just, like, can't accept that it's over, is that you should have been there.
Like, I mean,
you would have loved it.
I wanted to be there so bad. And when I was watching it play out on all of your Instagrams, one thing that really did worry me that I would have taken care of had I been there was the amount of sunburn that I saw, especially on the boys. And I saw a roasted wing of Todd Cap. It was the first day, I think it was, after you guys had been in the sun and
yeah.
started doing your reportage from down there. His shoulders were so violently red.
Yeah, they
did
were.
Did he not put sunscreen
got
on?
Those sunburn, except me, until the last day. And somehow I was like sitting under the umbrella and my back must have been out, so my entire back got it. But yeah, he put sunscreen on, but we were out there all day long. So I think like people weren't reapplying and that was a huge issue.
Everyone was wasted, you mean?
I mean, everyone drank. Literally.
Throw them right under the bus. They were just shite-faced.
I mean, just drunk all day. I don't know if you watched any of Kelly's like Insta stories, but they were
silly.
So silly. And we had so many floats. It was so sad. Oh, you know what's really sad? Is that we lost the unicorn, which was my favorite. So we had these floats. We had a ring, an engagement ring. We had
Oh, that's what the gold ring was?
Yes.
Ah, okay. I couldn't tell what it was. I just thought you had a gold ring because, you know, we're Olympic champions.
I like rings. No. So we had a unicorn. We had a swan. We had a flamingo. But the unicorn was just so adorable. And one morning, we woke up and the unicorn had died. Like someone slashed it, cut it, and its head was alive, but its body was dead.
Oh.
And we were so upset that my friend Amanda even, like, posted a picture of the unicorn because
dead
it was,
unicorn.
Like, our favorite because the unicorn would get into – he would, like, side-eye in every picture. He was, like, stalking people in all of our pictures. Somehow he would be there. And the swan did not like him. The swan would go and sit in the back corner of the pool the entire day. So we had, like, intimate relationships with our pool floats. And it was quite traumatic when the unicorn – died. I think it was by agave bush, but
drunk. You know, if I had been there, it would have been blamed on me with my late night holdings of court with the drinking.
You would have been in your like heyday there.
But I mean, who would I have talked to? You guys are all responsible and would have gone to bed, and I sit up and hold court.
No, we all stayed up till like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Like Kelly was amazingly entertaining the entire time.
Well, that swan dive she took off of the rock wall.
Yeah.
And she did the full sort of Allie Raceman gymnastics setup for it.
Yeah, it was great.
Do you like how I just dropped in a sport right there just so we
you
can
did.
Say that we talked about sports?
NBC Sports podcast, yeah.
NBC Sports podcast, sports. Yeah, but no, it looked like the best time, and I'm sad I missed it. But I have been, you know, busy preparing myself, and also like I'm still in my post Iceland post vacation sort of haze where I hate everything.
Yeah,
I hate everything about normal life. And in addition to that, when I go to Japan to perform, which is happening in a couple of weeks, I do my own numbers that I prepare in addition to collaborations with Japanese musicians.
Okay.
And sometimes I've worked with CIC and Fantasy on Ice for many years now. So, you know, I've run the full gamut. I've performed with opera singers and pianists and pop singers, and I've just performed with a lot of their Japanese artists. Well, this year is a little bit of an issue. So essentially I'm using this time, these 3 weeks before I go, to prepare two of my own numbers and train those, plus choreograph two completely different numbers that are collaborations with their artists. One of them I'll use for the first part of the tour, and then the other one I use for the second part of the tour.
Okay.
Well, for the first part of the tour, I've got this classical piano piece, which is pretty easy. It's a theme from a Japanese TV show, and this guy, I guess, got famous because of it. So that's kind of cool. And it's just pretty piano. It's nothing really outrageous, and it's not heartfelt or anything. I didn't choose it. But the other one has just been really throwing me for a loop. So
what is it?
Well, tuck in. So the first piece they sent me was Just the Way You Are by Billy Joel, but sung by a Japanese artist. And sometimes when people sing in a foreign language, in addition to not really having the emotion of the way Billy Joel would sing that song, there's also an accent.
Right.
And with certain languages, and Japanese is one of them, certain letters are difficult in the alphabet to say when you're speaking English. So the song was a little bit just the way you are, like that. It didn't sound like Billy Joel. So I really am respectful of everywhere I go, and I love language, and I love people, and I would die for Japan. Like, I love Japan. And this is the first time they've ever sent me music that I was just like, every time I hit play at the rink to try and choreograph something to it, I started laughing. So I wrote them, and I said, guys, you know, just being from the Northeast, Billy Joel is kind of iconic. This song is super important for Americans, and it just... he doesn't sing it quite right.
Right.
So just because I have the respect of the company and they've worked with me for so long, they know I'm not being mean, which I'm not. So everyone out there that's kind of like, okay, Johnny, that's kind of a dick move. I wrote them and I was just like, you know what? I just can't do this song. I can't emote to it. I can do pretty much anything. Like, send me Who Let the Dogs Out by the Baha Men, and I would find a way to make it work. But this is just bad. So today... after major Japanese holiday, they sent me another option from the same singer. And I asked, you know, is there maybe a Japanese song that he sings that maybe he can feel more and then I could take more of that emotion into my performance? But here, I'm going to pull it up on my phone real quick so you can hear what they sent me.
Oh, boy.
And everyone, just tuck in. All right, I'm hitting play on my iPhone. Wait for it.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
So obviously it's Amazing Grace, and it continues on in much the same fashion. But I'm now between a rock and a hard place.
It's kind of difficult to sing.
Well, I have sung it on my own personal Instagram, and Amazing Grace is a really hard song to sing. But, you know, it's a song
that... So what are you going to do now?
It's really a hard situation that I'm in, and that's why I'm sharing it with everyone, including our Japanese listeners. And I'm not trying to be offensive in any way, but it's so hard because they've chosen yet another song that is very important in American culture, and I just feel like it's being slightly murdered by this variation. And it's so hard for me because I love these people I work with, but I am going to be out there in front of thousands of people in the coming weeks performing to that and trying not to laugh, because now I can't go back to the Billy Joel song, which I actually think was sung maybe a little bit better than Amazing Grace. I'm in a really tough position, and I want your advice on what I should do when we come back after this short break.
Probing the unknown reaches of space. Star Trek, coming to Fridays this fall on NBC.
Getting born in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was bringing a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama.
Okay, we're back. Johnny, I don't know what advice I have for you at this point. I almost just want you to skate to that so I see what you do it. So that's where I stand.
All right, I mean, I feel so bad because they're trying so hard, and despite what I may look like to a lot of people out there, I'm not a diva at all. You know this from the way we work. Like, I don't complain. I'm not a big, you know, poop stirrer. I just kind of do what I'm told. And especially when it comes to business, because these are people that are, you know, contracting me to perform and entertain their people, I want to do the best job I can, and I want to include everybody in the artistic process.
Right.
But I'm just at a loss for words. They just sent this today, so I have to go into the rink tonight and start preparing this number because I don't have time to do it otherwise. So it has to be done now. I don't have time to wait for another option. And, you know, now somebody's probably going to hear this and call them and say, like, hey, Johnny can't skate to that. But I am. I'm gonna muddle through. Because also, it takes a lot to put yourself out there as an artist for me and for the singer. I mean, he's a Japanese man singing in English, which is a tough thing to do. But I feel like it could be better. So I'm thinking maybe I will hop up there and sing with him or make it into a comedy number.
No,
I'm not quite sure.
No, do not make it into a comedy number.
Okay, it's Amazing Grace. I can't really make it into a comedy number. But I could do so. Should I get up there and sing with him? You've heard me sing Amazing Grace. It's pretty great.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's...
Maybe you just ask them, can you do a cover of that? Sung by Johnny Weir.
Sung by me. No, because he has to be up there. Maybe he'll just lip sync to my voice singing it. I'll find a way. But anyway, like, that's the situation I'm in, which doesn't make me love skating anymore because I'm still in that post-vacation hangover.
Yeah.
You know what that feels like,
right? So
when
do you get done with tour?
Well, I leave on the 22nd of May. So, guys, write this down so you're ready for the weeks that we don't have a podcast. And you'll know that I'm actually busy doing something. I'm not, just saying I don't want to do a podcast that week. But I'm in Japan at the end of May. I come home at the beginning of June for a week. And then I go back to Japan for 2 weeks. But I'm done kind of mid-June.
And then you come to the wedding.
And then we have the wedding. So
you know what? I'm over wedding planning.
I love how, you know, we're just all we're all sorts of just peppy this week, and
right.
we hate everything so much. We should never
I
go on vacations.
All. I mean, I've been wedding planning for a year, and I've been so focused, and I woke up about a week ago, probably when I got to Cabo. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want any other emails. I don't care. I don't care
text
anymore.
Me.
Just have it figured out. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know what song to use. I don't know.
I don't want to choose one more piece of flatware. I do not want to choose one more goddamn tablecloth.
No.
No, certainly not. I mean, the joy of it all is, though, it's almost over, and we're going to have a Todd Cap in the family.
We
very
are.
Very soon.
That's crazy. I'm going to change my middle name to Lipinski, so it's going to be Tara Lipinski Kapustashi.
I mean,
I think I told you that.
Yeah, you definitely told me, but I don't know if you've told the masses, the billions that listen to our podcast.
No, I haven't.
Because, I mean, it's a private choice.
Yeah.
When I was married, I did a hyphenated last name, because with dudes, it's hard because you don't really, I mean, there are all these traditions that are weird that you sort of feel like you should abide by, like someone has to take a name, but when it's two dudes and stereotypically, like the lady, or traditionally the lady will take the man's name, which you are, but like, despite the fact that I'm sort of always the lady, I still wanted my name represented because, you know, I'm proud of the Weir, and, you know, I went to the Olympics as a Weir, and I've made the Weir name proud in some ways and made it really upset in other ways, I'm sure. But anyway, like, I had the choice of hyphenating. Did that ever cross your mind to hyphenate?
But if I hyphenated with Todd's last name, I mean, people would take 2 hours to say it.
That's so many syllables. Lipinski
Kapustashi.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's too much. And then, like, you're just going to have, like, letters as the first names of your kids because it's just too much people to say. Gwendolyn Guinevere Lipinski Kapustashi. Please come to the front of the room. You know, like, your poor kids. If you had the hyphenate. No, I get that. But I think that's a cool thing that you're keeping Lipinski.
Yeah, and keeping it in the middle. So I'm excited about that, but I'm not going to change my name before Korea because, which is kind of a bummer because of passport issues. So.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir. I mean, I've been divorced now for years, and I still haven't changed my name back just because my passport is always out for a visa, or we have to, I mean, we've already done the paperwork for Pyeongchang, and our passport information is already in there. So if we change it now, it's just a whole headache. And, you know, there's nothing worse than changing your name on everything. I just want to get you ready for that.
Oh, really? Is it that bad?
You will have to appear in person at so many district offices for your DMV, for your Social Security, for your passport, for your airline cards, for your hotel cards, for your bank cards.
That sounds really fun.
For your credit cards. It'll be 2 months of work. And you're going to hate it. And some people, like, it gets really annoying because some people need just copies of your wedding licenses. Other people need the original, and they hold it for a week and a half. So, like, you never quite know. So you end up going to the same office, like, 6 times because you never have the proper paperwork for them to do their job and do what they have to do. It's just a lot of bureaucracy, and it's very annoying, and you're going to hate it.
Oh, well, that sounds fun. Todd just came in right now.
Todd Cap!
Yeah. He went and got me some Dunkin' Donuts, hot tea, and a muffin.
Oh, that's very sweet of him.
Yeah.
Now, do you actually feel sick, or is it just your throat's not working?
It's just my throat.
Oh, that's good. At least you're not sick, flu-y and stuff.
No, I don't feel sick at all, so that's good.
Yeah, speaking of...
I just can't speak.
Speaking of your throat issues, I want to talk about the makeup tutorials on Instagram.
What? What is it?
I'm all for everyone making a living and making a buck, but sometimes I get really old school about things, and sometimes this whole influencer, fashion, beauty, tra-la-la stuff on Instagram just makes me crazy. And you look at these girls, and they give these makeup tutorials, and what they do is really beautiful and really artistic, but I think a lot of people don't realize that these people that do the makeup stuff, they have a special set in their home. And they get a lot of followers because people are interested in how to do their makeup in interesting and creative ways, which I totally get. But the makeup they do is so unrealistic. And I mean, I was sitting watching and I was getting ready to go out with Ksenia last weekend in Philly. And I was watching these girls get ready and it just, it was so impressive what they did. But then I started thinking, well, what if you hug someone? Or what if you wipe your mouth at dinner? Or, you know, any of those things where your entire face is going to fall off. And when we were in Iceland, there was a sort of makeup facial skincare event happening at one of the hotels we were at. And there were a whole bunch of influencers there. And I hate that word influencers. And I used air quotes there. You can't see me, but I did. because they do not influence me. But anyway, they were all there, and I got to see what they look like at breakfast. And they look nothing like they look in their pictures that they've, you know, face-tuned and recreated in all sorts of, you know, distinctive app ways. But they drive me crazy, because how can you realistically wear that much makeup? I mean, you and I wear a lot of makeup for TV.
I couldn't do it all day long.
It's high def. Like, you and I do you remember Sochi where I was just piling it on and we were hitting it real hard with the makeup? And now I think we found our groove with the artists that we work with. But like even now I feel uncomfortable. Like, we wipe that stuff off as soon as we leave the studio. I don't know how they do it.
And all this contouring stuff, it just seems like a lot. And you just wonder if everyone's face is so different that you're like copying some girl and her bone structure and trying to do it on yourself. And I just wonder what this really looks like when people try to do it.
Yeah. I mean, they pile on so much and they'll do a full list of products. And I'm probably bringing them people that are going to be like, oh, well, I'm going to see that. And they're going to get more followers perhaps because of our billions. But, you know, it's annoying. They write all these products down that they use, which is great. I do the same thing when I wear a pretty outfit for TV and I want to thank the artist that created it and whatever. But they write all this stuff and you do not need 37 products to make your face look like a Kardashian.
I mean,
it's basically at this point.
You just need their their makeup artist.
Yeah, you just need their makeup artist.
For
bajillions of dollars that can build you a cheekbone if you need one. But it's almost starting to look like prosthetics, and I'd like a return almost to natural beauty. And I'm putting it out there right now, because everyone is beautiful and you don't need piles and piles of makeup that's going to fall off as soon as you hug this beautiful man that thinks you look like this prosthetic person that you've created, and then all
right.
of a sudden he wakes up next to you and you're half your face is on the pillow. You
no.
know what I mean? It really infuriated me, and I'm sorry to go on a rant, everyone out there, and I do appreciate makeup artists and all,
but still,
calm down.
A
calm
lot
down.
Of makeup. I mean, but that's like a huge thing.
Yeah, and I mean, this comes off of a week after me talking about trying to turn into Bambi, and, you know, that's just gentle upkeep, so I don't scare people with the depth of my wrinkles one day. But this is like young people completely changing the way their face looks. I wish people would kind of accept who they are. From their insides, but it's huge business and good
Bambi,
for them.
Though.
Sorry,
but you want to turn into Bambi, so I wouldn't talk if I were you.
Yeah, I mean, you throw it back out there. Yeah, just put it right in my face. You know what's funny about last week that we went on a whole Bambi tangent is that I said fawn like Mr. Tumnus from the Chronicles of Narnia, like a fawn that's half like goat leg, half man,
right.
with little horns. Yeah. I meant fawn, and you took it as fawn like baby deer. So we just went in this full glorious circle of fawn, and I loved it. And the amount of gifts that came through on our fan corner moments of Bambi sliding across the ice with Thumper, you know, the little bunny there, kind of clapping
God,
Bambi
I love
along.
Thumper.
Thumper, you are Thumper. You're little.
I'm Thumper.
It would be so cute if you look like a bunny when we're old and I look like a Bambi. Wouldn't that be cute?
I could be Thumper and you could be Bambi.
You know, we've got like 70-year-old voices, but we look like Thumper and Bambi. Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming and watching the skating again on NBC. We've been working this job for 93 years now. This is Thumper Lipinski Kapostashi, and I'm you know, Bambi Weir.
Bambi Weir.
I'm really struggling with this podcast today, everyone.
You're doing great. Oh, man. What else do we have to chat about?
I mean, Mother's Day is coming up. And
I know.
For
my mom's
us,
flying in.
Oh, to Los Angeles.
Yes. So I fly back tomorrow after the Emmys. Hopefully
okay.
Todd Kapp has a good night of winning. He's up for like 6 or 7. So
now, how many has he won so far?
I think the first year he won 4. Last year he won 3. I'm hoping this year he does well again.
I mean how many nominations does he have this year?
One, you know, especially someone like Todd who's freelancing, you know what I mean?
Right. But I mean, Todd Kapp is exceptional, everyone. And I know we kind of joke about Todd Kapp and his eating habits a lot on our podcast. And you know, we're super excited that he's going to be part of the family and that we're going to share him. Because now not only do I have an Olympic medal that I never actually won, but I share with Tara, I will have multiple Emmy awards I share with Todd Kapp.
Right. You'll have so many. I hope he does well. He had, like, some really great pieces out this year. He had... what did he have? He had the Super Bowl tees. He had this Cubs doc thing that he did, which was really, really good. And he had a Golf Channel piece. He had, I don't know, he had a few others. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens. I get really competitive when I'm in my seat. Like very, like while I'm sitting there, he's like, it doesn't matter. Who cares? Like whatever. He doesn't even care. And I'm like, oh, no. Who won? Someone beat you? Who beat you?
Who the hell do they think they are? I think, explain to everyone, actually, and explain to me, in fact, also, because I'm really disappointed we don't have a sports Emmy, but I also don't really understand what it is.
It's an Emmy award,
of course, but it's a sports Emmy. But what does it entail?
So it's, you know, it takes all the networks, NBC, CBS, or, you know, it just goes through Fox Sports. It does ESPN. It's like
anything
all the
on
networks.
TV.
Yeah, it all comes to... down to sports and like the features that are shown or the teases that are shown or, you know, it's
magnificent,
like,
hosting and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, they also do have, like, you know, best host, best analyst, best. They have, it's sort of across the board. I feel like Bob Costas probably should win every year, everything. So it's like just a mix of different categories. And, you know, Todd produces a lot of, or directs a lot of, like, features, or, like, he did something for the Super Bowl, so it was a Super Bowl tease, and they just, it's a long show, very
yes.
long, but, you know, it's really fun to see Todd go up there and accept when he's worked so hard on all this all year long. What's funny, Johnny, is I was thinking back, because we were on Facebook, and it, like, popped up, because Todd and I, if everyone doesn't know already, they should, we met at the Emmys, and I almost didn't go 2 years ago to the Emmys, because...
Because I declined to
right,
go.
You declined.
Because I didn't know what it was, and also we weren't nominated.
And then remember when I was having the pee issue, where my pee was too neon for my liking?
Yes, and it was just wine.
It was way too neon, and it was flipping me out. And I, like, went to the doctor earlier, and it came back, like, the test came back, like, it literally said this. It was, like, it was too straw-colored. And I was like, well, what does that mean? And he's like, oh, it's fine. Don't, like, it's fine. It's like, I'm sure it's nothing. And, like, you say, I'm sure it's nothing to me, and it just doesn't go over well. So,
and then all of a sudden you have typhus and Ebola at the same time. Like, that's how your little mind works.
I had to go to the Emmys later that night to present, and I was just on my phone Googling, what does two straw-colored pee mean? And and that's what I was focusing on, not – handsome Todd Kapp going up and accepting all those Emmys that year.
But I'm glad everything fell into place. First of all, I'm glad I hadn't been there, because you and I do exclude people.
Right.
So I'm
Although
glad I
really
wasn't there.
I didn't meet him that night, Johnny. We never, like, said a word to each other. We have a picture where I handed him the Emmy, and then when he went home, his mom was asking him, like, oh, who was there? Who did you meet? Or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, like, these people presented my awards. And that's when she's like, oh, your aunt knows Tara. Like, I'm going to tell her. And so that's how it all started.
Yeah, but still, I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I can't wait until we win our own Emmys.
That would be very nice.
How do we even do that? Do we get these billions of people that listen to this podcast to rise up and put our names in? Or is it
I don't
by
know
the
how
network?
That works. I mean, we could always try that way.
Yeah, guys, if you want us to have lots of Emmy awards, please write someone about it.
We don't know who.
Write to Todd Kapp and tell him that we need an Emmy. So I think that's exciting. This is now 3 years. I mean, the Emmys has to have a special place in your heart now, because it's where you guys technically had your first moment.
And it's at the same place every year. So it's not like it changes. So it's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this year, if we do really, really well at the Olympics and maybe we get nominated for an Emmy, I'll go.
I'll tape it tonight when it's the analyst award section.
Yeah, because I'd like to know who we have to kind of take. I'd like to know who we have to take down. Football. Definitely football. Maybe a hint of college basketball. Like, we probably aren't getting in. We're really great at what we do, though, guys, and we know that. So, you know, we don't need trophies, but a trophy would be nice.
You know what else? We should have the listeners reach out to Golf Channel because we want to make sure Terry's at the wedding. And we don't have confirmation yet.
Yeah, so everyone, there's a bit of an issue. So, obviously, Tara has invited our broadcast partner extraordinaire, Terrence Gannon, to the wedding, and the Golf Channel makes Terrence cheat on us because everyone has to make a living and Terry has the voice of an angel and he bounces around from, you know, different Olympic sports, figure skating, golf, mainly figure skating and golf. Those are his go-tos. Dreams of basketball and taking that over, of course. But, you know, he has a scheduling conflict with a golf thing that we aren't exactly sure where it is or anything. But we know that it conflicts with Tara's wedding. So
yeah, so we need Terry there.
Should we just start a we should do something. We should just start one of those GoFundMes and we should just have people, you know, donate 25 cents or a dollar or whatever it is they want until Terrence's fee is made up so we can poach him from the Golf Channel to the wedding.
Exactly.
Terry, if you're listening, your presence is required.
It's like not an option, actually.
Yeah, it's not even requested.
Yeah.
So I mean, in addition to the other, you know, haphazard stories we've told on this podcast, I'd like to add that today is my final ass lasering for my tattoo removal. That's exciting news. And I've got really nothing
else. Is it all
gone? It's almost all gone. And I have like two more dots where, because my skin, as you know, is very snow white, and it's black ink. So it takes a while for it to fade out and for the lasers to completely burn it out of your skin. But, yeah, I've got two little dots left, and then I should be clean and clear of this, you know, dumb tattoo I got. So that's exciting. Yay! Yay!
Yes,
perfect butt again!
And will it hurt as bad, or does it like, get better as the treatments go on?
I'll tell you what, it's going to hurt just as bad as it always did. So I've said it before, everyone, and T, I'll tell you again, if you're thinking about a tattoo, make sure you're real happy with it, because removing it is awful. Like, I can't imagine the people that get full eagles on their bodies and have to have those erased. I'm sure I've made that point before on the podcast, but you know, guys, happy 35th podcast. This is our 35th one. How amazing is that?
How do you know?
Because I have a notebook and I keep track because I love statistics and I'm a nerd.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And also, like, I do believe that it's written on our emails every week when we get to preview the podcast. Yeah, thanks for reading. Though Tara gets so hungry and excited when things come up like this, when our podcast gets sent over or we have like a photo shoot or, you know, whatever will come through. And if it's a Tara and Johnny thing, she just completely dives in. Like if it was a candy bar, she'd eat the wrapper.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't blame you for missing that it's the 35th, but it's our 35th podcast and we're really excited to all of you, which I do believe, before we get into Fan Corner, all our listeners in Russia, today is Victory Day, so I want to wish everyone с днём победы. And T, do you want to wish them Happy Victory Day out there in Russia?
Happy Victory Day.
Yeah, it's a big, big holiday in Russia. It's, you know, the heroes of wars that have won. And, you know, I mean, you're a victor. You won the Hunger Games of the Olympics. So,
the Hunger Games.
You know, Happy Victory Day, T.
Thanks.
So,
all right,
fan
should we
corner?
Do Fan Corner?
Yeah, Fan
How's
Corner.
How's my voice sounding, by the way? Is it loosening up?
No, it's horrible still.
Right.
It's actually
great.
Getting more quiet somehow.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So, Fan Corner. Hey, T.
Well, I got one. You want me to start? Because I've got one for you that I've kept, which I think you'll like.
Yeah, we don't have a whole lot because a lot of you chose this week, instead of sending Mommy Hates It quotes, to you started sending Bambi pictures and GIFs, which are great, but I can't really read them. I can't project the image of Bambi sliding across the ice onto all of you via meme or GIF because I am not a computer.
Right. But okay. So I'm going to tell you what I got for you.
All right.
First off, guys, we love the a lot of property joke back from the dog show with Lisa Vanderpump. And we don't let jokes go, just so you know. Like, we will overuse them forever.
We will ride a lot of property. We will ride it. for years to come.
Like, it's in our texts weekly. It just won't go away. So anyway, this one's for Johnny. It was by It's Flarian from Twitter. And he said, if our podcast had property, we would have a lot of it. A lot of it. And this means nothing to the people out there, but Johnny will like that.
Oh, that does make me happy. Because, you know, Tara and I dual manage our social media account that we share at Tara and Johnny. And, you know, certain things she'll see, certain things I see. I mean, we're so busy that we just don't always pay attention to what's going on, even on our own at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir accounts. So sometimes we do miss things. And I was so caught up in Bambi GIFs and memes that Tara found that little gem. And, you know, I like it when people actually listen to us and pay attention.
Do you have anything this week or nothing?
Just a lot of Bambi GIFs. So, guys, just imagine a silent moving picture of Bambi. Who is a small Disney deer. Imagine him sliding across the ice, sometimes with Thumper just in front of him, sometimes behind.
That's what we got this week.
That's what we got this week, Bambi falling on his face. I would like to send out a big, 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 major happy Mother's Day to all the mommies that listen to us.
Yes.
And, you know, we would not be here without our mothers. And happy Mother's Day to Pat and Patty.
Mommy loves it.
Mommy loves Mother's Day because she gets to say, leave me alone.
Yeah. Go ahead. Now thank me for all that I've done for you.
I have forsaken my body for you. I have foregone scrunchies for you. I have foregone learning how to make pottery for you so that you could go to private school, Tara. I have given it all up so that I could curl your bangs, be by your side when you're trying to live out your dreams while mommy is miserable.
Mommy has no dreams anymore.
Mommy doesn't even remember what dreams are. Mommy can't afford dreams because mommy's paying for your ass. So yeah, thank you to our mothers. Thank you to all the mothers that listen to us. And really, happy Mother's Day. And T, you're a lady. So, you know, if all goes well, I wish you
someday
a future happy Mother's Day.
Yes, I know. You too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, just leave me alone. But, you know, guys, we have to wrap it up. But as always, we want to thank all of you for your attention. We apologize for the quality of this podcast. We're both just kind of
I apologize for the quality of my voice.
But we will be back next week with an all new one. And I'm sure we'll have more, you know, disconnected stories to tell you and make you laugh, too. And as always, we love you. You can follow us on social media at Tara and Johnny, at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir. Be part of the crowd. Be part of the millions that all have your own voices and can write us on Direct Insta Story. Tell us things that you want us to talk about on the podcast. I mean, somebody else brought up figure skating last week, but, you know, again, we regretfully declined.
Stay away from sports.
Stay away from sports. Like, give us Merlot ice cubes or something to talk about. We
right.
can talk about that, but ice skating, certainly not. That's our day job. This is for fun. But everyone, we love you so much. And T, I love you.
I love you more.
Oh, and I wish you the best of luck tonight at the Emmys and Todd Kapp, too. Everyone, cross your fingers for Todd Kapp, even though they'll already be over by the time you hear this. But
we'll be able to talk about it next week.
We'll talk about the goings on of the Emmys next week. But until next time, we love you and
bye.
What shall I do, Mother dear? Just reach for some soup from the soup shelf. You'll soon have your Johnny back here.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.